Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World Board today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues for the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and I'm coming to you live from the studios of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and this is the Word for Today, Radio Broadcast Ministries, and I'm just delighted to come in your home on the internet. Let me tell you, we're having a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Amen. God has just been blessing. I got some good news. God is alive. He's still alive. He's not dead. Amen. And you should be excited because you are on the line, in the land of the living on today. Amen. And on today, we're just delighted to have in the studio a guest that's going to be coming on shortly. Amen. And his name is Evangelist Eugene McDuffie. Amen. And I want to let you know that we're excited to have him on the radio broadcast. He's doing a lot of great things out in the community and the ministry. We're going to talk to him shortly. I do want to remind you, amen, that coming up this week, praise God, we have the Thursday night International Warriors. That's right, Prayer Warriors Internationals. We'll be meeting at 11 o'clock on our conference line. Amen. You need to join us. We've been doing this for over 7 years now. 7 years. Amen. That the Prayer Warriors International has been on Facebook and the ministry itself, praise God, we're online at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. People are calling in from all around the world. How many of you know that prayer changes things? We also prayer, there's deliverance and there's recovery. There's a lot of things that happen in prayer. Amen. So with the line, this call 712-775-7035. That number again is 712-775-7035. When you're prompted to put in the code, you got to put in 706-559-POUND. That's 706-559-POUND. And also, I've been asked by many people who are my friends on Facebook. They said, Pastor, I know you have Bible study on Thursday nights. We would like to join. You know, we're in different states. So what I did, I'm going to use that same conference line, 7 o'clock on Thursday evening. You can join us live for our Bible study. That's right, Citywide Church of God. We have our Bible study at 7 p.m. I got some good news. I got a phone call today, and they're letting us know that we're going to be able to shortly move into our new Ephesus, amen, our new building. So we're excited about what God is doing. You should be too. My goodness. I don't know about you, but I get excited when I hear that God is just moving people and moving places and moving things and his will is being done. We talked about a couple of things on yesterday on marriage and changed my husband. And the other day about the principles of marriage. If you missed it, click on my Facebook page so you can also be blessed. Amen. Well, people of God, I'm excited to have a guest on today. His name is no other than Evangelist Eugene McDuffie. God bless you, man of God. How are you?
I am blessed. God bless you, Pastor Thompson. I am blessed. I am so blessed.
Well, amen. Well, it's a delight to have you on the radio broadcast on today. Our radio listeners are all out there listening from the way of internet and also those that are dialing in, praise God. And we just want to go ahead and welcome on today, just to talk about several different things. You got a lot of different things going on. So why don't you go ahead and just give us a little introduction of exactly what is your ministry all about, where it's located, and what do you do?
Okay, yeah, I am a member of New Christian Harvest Church. I serve on the pastoral team there as an evangelist. The senior pastor is Reverend Paul B. Watson. I serve under his leadership there. And many of the things that I'm doing is, one of the things I'm doing is the Jesus Save Revival. I'm also involved in street outreach as well as we're about to set up a prison ministry thing that we're soon going to be involved in. And I do a lot of work working on the streets with kids that come out of gangs and stuff. And I'm also an author as well. God has called me to reach out to those that are broken and lost and to compel them to go in. And so I spend a lot of time going out on the streets, talking with people, and just trying to pray wherever the Lord sends me and help meet the needs of the people wherever the Lord opens doors.
Amen, amen. And, you know, you mentioned several different ministries, you know, prison ministry, outreach ministry, and, you know, one of the things about the prison ministry, there's such a need, you know, for those men and women that are in, that are locked up, incarcerated, for folks to come in there and just share the word of God with them, you know. What has been your experience going into the prisons?
Well, actually, I had some experience going into because I come from actually a background where when I was out on the streets, and that was one of the things that when I became a Christian was that the Lord had really impressed upon my heart the importance about how going in and talking with people who are locked up. So I've been at different detention centers. I've ministered to kids there. I also have, for a period of time, I would go to the prison in our town, and I would talk to some of the prisoners there. And God always, you know, they're hungry. People, you know, people want to be free. Everywhere I go, the cry is the same, you know. And I tell them, I say, the only way you're going to find that freedom is by accepting Jesus Christ in your life. So they've been very receptive, and I've seen a lot of good response from people. And I'm just praising God for chains being broken there.
Amen. And, you know, see, I've been on both sides. I've been on the side of being locked up and the side of going in to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, there was a young man about 17 years old. They had just put in a holding cell. And with me and a couple other ministers, we were coming in on Thursday night to go talk at the detention center, and they had put him in a lock, you know, in a holding cell. He had just murdered somebody, you know. And one of the things, one of the brothers went to try to talk to him, like, the guy was, like, very non-receptive, and then the Spirit of God told him to go over there and speak with him. So I got an opportunity to speak with him, and, you know, like you said, there's something, there's a need, you know, for folks that are going through, folks have just got to the point where they think they get or threw it away, you know. And I always tell people that sometimes prison and jail is the best place for somebody, because when you're out there in the street running around and God is trying to get your attention, he couldn't get it. Now he got your attention, you know. So I thank God for you and in the ministry going in there just to share the good word of God. Amen. The spread of life.
Amen. Well, God bless you. I appreciate it.
Amen. Let's get into your outreach. So y'all guys got a lot of stuff going on. You got outreach ministry going on as well. Tell us how that's in your city.
Okay, yeah, actually, we're getting ready to do one of our biggest events. It's called the Jesus Save Revival. It's Reverend Paul B. Watson and myself. It's something that we do every year, but this year we've taken it actually to the streets, and we're actually going to be doing it at a park. It's called West End Park in Allentown, and it's scheduled for August 30th, and it starts at 12 noon, and it goes all the way up till 6 p.m., I'm real excited about this Jesus Save Revival because this year we have kids as young, some as young as 11, 12 years old, all the way up to adults that are going to be ministering and sharing their different gifts and talents for the Lord. And we've invited many churches, and we've got different organizations and teams that are going to be coming. And it's just going to be a wonderful opportunity for people to pray with people to minister to people, and to hear praise and worship, and to just worship the Lord in a public place and not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're real excited about it. So I'm hoping folks will come out and or keep us in prayer for that event. Again, it's scheduled for August 30th for the Jesus Save Revival.
Amen. You know, and that's awesome because, you know, God placed in my spirit earlier some months ago, and it's a confirmation. I use the word confirmation because, see, God put in my spirit that we need to come outside the four walls to bring the gospel to the streets. And it's awesome. The streets, my city, we did something. Now in your city, something's about to happen. You know, I hear the word revival, you know, and it's breaking out throughout the land. And I'm excited about what you're talking about because, see, you know, there's somebody that maybe don't know Jesus, somebody maybe that won't come into that church building. They'll come out there to the park. They'll be sitting out there on the curb somewhere. Somebody about to commit suicide, and might hear that word of God, might see a young person their age, and might just that God might just touch that person's heart and say, you know something, after all, there's still hope. You know, and I believe that the Spirit of God's train is going to flow throughout the streets. Amen.
Amen.
And people are going to be converted and saved. I'm excited. I can't wait I'm going to be there. I can't wait to just experience what God is going to do, you know. So,
Yeah, and one of the wonderful things is, too, the Spirit of God has spoke to me. That was one of the things, because I'm also an author as well. And one of the things with my book, Missing Love Child, God showed me that it's time, you know, no longer can we as a church, we as members of the body of Christ, cannot take a back seat and allow and watch the enemy to continue to raise havoc and snatch these young people. And you hear about these young people dying and the suicide attempts and all kinds of trouble. But we need to take the approach we need to take is we need to boldly proclaim the word of God and to go out there and to love people unconditionally and let them know that Jesus is saving people in 2015. This is the time for the people of God to rise up and recognize their position in God, because God wants to elevate us into that next level. But he can't do that until we're willing to go ahead and be willing to go out there and wrap our arms around those that are hurting, those that are homeless, those that are lost, those that are in prisons, you know, those that are in gangs. We need to tell them in the name of Jesus that they can be set free. You know, God is a healer and he's a deliverer, and I'm a witness of that fact.
Amen, amen. You know, that was so well said, because it's true. We do need to get out there. Folks need to put on their full armor, you know, and that's why it was so important that once you're inside, I was telling someone the other day, it's one thing to be hurt, it's one thing to be banged up and wounded, but once you get those band-aids on, you're healed, you're supposed to get back on the front line. There's some folks that need to put on the full armor of God and be on the offensive, you know, and that's so true. We need to go to camp and set loose those captives that have been in captivity, and also take our spoils. So, you know, I thank God for that. I was about to mention something else, and you kind of like touched on it just a little bit. You said you was a book author, so I was about to go ahead and talk about that for a moment. You know, I'm a book author myself, wrote my first little volume, but, you know, we want to talk about you, though. You got a couple books out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I'm the author of Missing Love Child, and I'm also the author of Angels Without Wings, which is Dare to Believe, which is a gang prevention true story. Missing Love Child also is a true story, which is about my life growing up as a child and the things I experienced, the abuse and the different things that God saved me and delivered me and kept me from death. So.
Right. So now the Angels Without Wings, that book there, you said it's more like a gang prevention.
Yes. When I grew up in, as a young man, I basically come from a background where I was constantly around a lot of drugs, alcohol, violence, and stuff. And I left. I went to New York at a very young age, and I was pretty much living in Times Square, and I was homeless, sleeping on the benches, stuff like that. And basically eating out of trash cans for food. By the time I was like 16 or 17, I believe, I weighed maybe 70 or 80 pounds. I was dying. I had associated myself with different drug dealers and gang members. I kind of identified and attached myself to anyone that could help me get high or to try to get away from the feelings that I was feeling from all the pain and the hurt. And the misery that, you know, that my life was in. But I shall never forget, you know, it was during that moment that, you know, where I was sitting at a bench, at the park there in New York, at Times Square. And back in those days, they, you know, a lot of the runaways used to hang out at the park and sleep at the park. And someone came over to me and they began to tell me about Jesus and how Jesus could change my life. And that was the point. That at that point was the first turning point in my life, was when I went into a program called Teen Challenge, and I accepted Jesus Christ in my life, and I was there for a couple of years, and then went on to Bible college, and then went on to college to get my degree in psychology as well, and then became, you know, begin to write my books and stuff. So that's pretty much where it is now.
Amen, amen. That's awesome. You know, I can honestly be about Times Square. I know I was home. I was up there too, those streets. You know, and back then they had
42nd Street was nothing to do with this event. So they had a lot of theaters with martial arts, police, hanging out over there by the station, and you know, it was something else. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was rough. It was really hard. And the thing is that, you know, that's what the enemy does, you know. It's kind of like with the story of the prodigal son. You know, he'll have you get out there thinking that you can get your inheritance and take what's yours, and then once you're out there thinking you can do that, then you'll find yourself, you know, barely living off oodles and noodles and eating with the pigs and eating out of trash cans, kind of like what I found myself at 16 and 17 years old. And because of the bondage and the abuse and things I suffered as a child, because many times, you know, I spent a good many years in my younger years, you know, living in a basement. I suffered a severe abuse under the hand of my alcoholic father, and my mother kind of shut her eyes and watched many things go on. And she was a pill popper, and as well as drinking as well. And I saw a lot of that growing up. And then I spent most of my years were spent down in the basement as a young boy. I kind of wasn't, you know, because my father didn't really want me to. He didn't want people to know many of the things that were happening to me. And I was always told to hush my mouth as a child. And but I praise God today, you know, because God has healed all that brokenness and all that hurt and all that pain. And that's why today one of my ministries that I'm involved in is called also Yada, a Jesus Christian Brothers Ministry, which is a ministry that the Lord just gave me a vision for. I just recently started. And I'm seeing many men have already said, you know, become part of this ministry because they want, you know, they want to be free. They want to do something outside of the church. They want to be fed and be nurtured and want to grow in Christ. And I encourage, and I love being a part of the body of Christ, and I encourage people to go to church. But you know what? I think it's so important that we try to encourage men to really get, you know, develop that intimacy, that close relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. You know, there is a need for that. We're living in a time right now where a lot of people are turning away from God. One of the things I noticed is that there's so many different ideologies and genealogies out there now, you know, even to the effect where they're trying to combine Islam with Christianity in it, you know, and so we have to not only say the word of God, but also, you know, go out there, looking for an answer. Everybody's trying to fill that void, you know. On this broadcast, they're listening out there, and they might be hurt. They may have some issues where we've been abused or we've been cast away, and they have conditions. See somebody going through. It's that opportunity to talk to that man right now, that young boy now. What would you say to them?
Okay, I kind of didn't get you on that last part there. You kind of faded in and out on me. Can you repeat that again, that last part you said, please?
Yeah, I said that if there's someone out there listening today on the line, maybe they've been through abuse, drug addiction, whatever they might have been through, a man out there, their past is still haunting them. A young man out there today going through something, drug addiction, gang violence. It may be something.
Right.
But if you stop to say one thing to them, to minister to them, what would you say to them on the day if they're on this line today and they hear your voice if they want to change?
I would tell them Jesus loves them and they could be free. That's the first. I would say to them that Jesus loves you and you can be free. Jesus can set you free from all the hurt, the abuse, the pain, the bitterness, the addiction, the prison, you know, whatever you're going through. If they were thinking about hurting or harming themselves, I would tell them, you know, that Jesus loves them, not to take your life, that God has a plan, God has a purpose for your life, that it is never too late to surrender and give your heart and your life to Jesus, that he, you know, he will accept you just as you are. I would tell them mainly that God loves them and that God has a plan for them and God wants to heal and help them and set them free from the chains that have been keeping them in bondage.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, if you out there, you're listening, you heard Evangelist Eugene McDuffie, you can be free. The one thing about the Lord, he does not put more on you than you can handle. And he came to set you free. He came to set the captives free through his son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for your sins. So, out there today, I know that we're going to be doing a prayer towards the end of this broadcast for those that want to commit their life to the Lord, recommit their life to God, those that need healing, whatever it may be. I want you to know that today is your day. Your salvation
Amen.
Has come nigh to you. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist, I wanted to ask you, so you and I was talking briefly about a week ago, and you had made mention of documentary, something that you were working on, and you just share some information. I know you were looking for also, you're going to be doing some auditions, you're looking for actors and actresses.
Yes. Oh, yes. I want, yes, we're going to be doing, in the fall, we're going to be doing the premiere of The Angels Without Wings, Dare to Believe play. And it, actually, the play is already written. They've already, they've taken it from my book, the information. And we're going to be doing casting calls. We're going to be looking for actors, young actors, adult actors, that are interested in being involved in this. And this play is actually going to be a play about faith, courage, redemption. And we're just going to be, we're really looking for anyone that wants to be involved in this and help us spread the message about how Jesus can help set people free from gangs and stuff, because that's what the whole play is about. It's about these brothers that, and about this young man and how he gets out of this gang and so forth, and how God sets him free. So, but we would love to have anyone that's interested. They can contact me. They can contact me on Facebook as Evangelist Angel Wings, or I also have tons of information, or actually, if they can also contact you. You know how to get a hold of me as well, and feel free to give them my information. We'd love to have you participate and be a part of it.
Yes, I'm going to get the information out before this broadcast is out. I mean, hope you can write a part for me in that. I love it being there. Amen.
Yeah, I can. Actually, I can. I have a perfect part for you. I don't even have to write it. It's already written. No, you just got to tell me you want to be in it, and I'll get you the script when it's done, and you can begin to start practicing your lines. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes, I love to be in it. Praise God. Anything for Jesus, man. I love the opportunity, you know. And I went on YouTube because you have some stuff on YouTube. And I thought it was so innovative, refreshing, you know. I want you to share with my listening audience about what you got on YouTube, excuse me.
Sure. Sure. We have the Missing Love Child pages on YouTube, and it's all the interviews of all the different actors that were involved, and it's also, we have a little bit of the play from the play Missing Love Child, which was sold out. We did it at a theater here, and the people were weeping, and it was just so powerful. It was, God just really moved. People came up to many of the actors and said how they could relate and how they, you know, how they feel like God really touched their heart. And we had some people come forward and one or two shared with me about how they knew they needed to get out of a certain type of a bad relationship they were in. So God used it greatly. We also have on YouTube the Angels Without Wings page, which is interviews with gang members. Right now I've been interviewing gang members that are involved in the Bloods, the Latin Kings, Crips. I'm going to be doing a couple more interviews. And now that we're talking about gang members, I just want to make this very clear, because I believe that God has given us authority over every principality and power. So if you are involved in a gang right now and you're listening to this conversation, I would say to you, you can be changed and you can be set free. Please contact me. I want to talk to you. I want to tell you how much Jesus loves you and tell you how God can set you free. And you never have to be hungry for power, love, and excitement again. You can find everything you need in Jesus Christ. So I wanted to get that out, Pastor Thompson. I hope that's all right with you.
I want you to get that out, because, see, you know, this is what the platform was designed for, to get the word out there. You know, I remember the leopards, when there was a famine in the land, and they went into the enemy camp, and they found the enemy camp was still intact, but the enemy was gone. God had scattered the enemy, and they found
hallelujah.
The food, and they found all the booty, which they called the treasures back in those days, and they started to bury some of the stuff, and then when he came to his senses, the way it was a good thing. We do this thing here, bury him. Don't tell nobody about this good news that something bad may happen unto us. And I heard in the Bible it said that we are like the lamps. We are like the lighthouses. In other words, we need to be on top of the hill. You can't hide a candle underneath. You have
Amen.
To let the light shine. And Jesus Christ, he is the light. His word
yes.
must shine in the hearts of the people that are dying. It must go into the place where there's darkness so that even with God, when Christ walked in on the earth, amen, where there was darkness, when the light walks, it shines on darkness, sin can no longer hide. And I truly believe that and men, myself and other men and women go out there and with the Holy Spirit on the inside and the Word of God on the inside and represent Jesus Christ. And when
Amen.
We go into those areas where the enemy is, we go into those places where the camps are, the gangs and different places where you're going to have some opposition, but the light shines even in darkness.
Yeah.
From people that receive it. So I thank God for you. I thank God that you are actually on the front line and not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. You know, and Pastor Tom, you know, and I praise God for your words of encouragement, you know, and I wanted to say, you know, it's so important that we never give up on anyone. Because, you know, I remember the time when I was like 15 or 16 or 17, I had been in and out of about maybe 10 or different institutions and in and out of jail, hospitals, psychiatric hospitals. And one doctor was saying I was bipolar. Another doctor was saying I had this disorder. I had all kinds, you know, all these names, these labels that people had put on me. Another one was saying I was full of suicidal ideation things because I would, you know, be telling people how I wanted to die and I wanted to kill myself as a young boy because of the things that were happening to me. And I got to a point in my life, I remember, I felt there was a point in my life back in those days where I felt like that nobody, that everybody had given up on me, that nobody, there was nobody to turn to. But I remember I read somewhere in the Bible, and when I read this in the Bible, even when I first became a Christian, I mean, the tears rolled down my eyes because it said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard, and he delivered him out of all his troubles in Psalms. It talks about that. And I thought, and then it says, it goes on to say, when my mother and father forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Glory to God. I give God praise because you know what? What my mother or father could not do, God did. God loved me beyond what
yeah.
anybody else could ever have done. And his love
yeah.
is more than enough for me.
Amen. Listen, well, we're about to wrap up about 2 minutes before we conclude this broadcast. But I do want you to give them your information where they can contact you by phone,
sure.
email.
Sure. Again, my name is Evangelist Eugene McDuffie. You can contact me by email. Please feel free to do so at gn.mcduffie@yahoo.com. You can also reach me on Facebook as Evangelist Angel Wings. You also can reach me on LinkedIn. All you have to do is just type Eugene McDuffie. My name will come up, and if I can do anything, please feel free to contact me, and I will do whatever I can to help you in your situation in any way.
Amen, amen. Listen, beloved, before we go, I'm going to pray with you all out there, and I want to let you know if you want to be in contact, you can contact us at info@citywidecog.org. Once again, that's info@citywidecog.org. And, you know, we're challenging you to continue to sow into our broadcast ministry, into our ministry, amen. You can do so by going to our website at www.citywidecog.org. citywidecog.org. That's citywidecog.org. Go to our website and have a love donation and continue to help us the ministry so at the good ground. Now, for you that have been listening to this broadcast, if you're listening and you say you're a man, you're a woman, maybe you're going through something, that a child is incarcerated, you might have someone going through, you know, you're going through addiction. I want you to say, well, man of God, I used to go to church, but I'm a backslider. Whatever it may be, today is your day. Just repeat this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God that died for my sins. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I know that you was resurrected on the third day and you sit on the right hand side of the Father. So this day, I proclaim you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you bless each and everyone under my voice, Lord, that you touch those. I speak healing to those that are going through sickness and infirmities, Lord. I ask you right now that you bless those, Lord. We break every chain, every addiction, Father. We come against the enemy that will come and attack the mindset of the men and women on today. Lord, that you will bless their mindset, Lord. That you will bless their ear gates, Father, their eye gates, Lord. Lord, that you dispatch your warring angels, Lord, from the north, east, west, and south, Father, with flaming sword, Lord, to stand on post, even right now, Father.
Yes,
I speak salvation, deliverance, Lord. We thank you for our guest speaker on today, Father, that you continue to bless Evangelist Eugene, Father, that you continue, Lord, to increase his territory, Father. Lord, that people will continue to pour into his bosom like never before, Father. We bless each and every listener out there on today. Lord, that you will open up their, hallelujah, everything that they need, Father. That you open up their understanding, Father. Lord, that you give them favor. I decree and declare favor, even right now, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God,
amen.
Thank you today for coming on and this blessing the broadcast on today, man of God.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Thompson, for having me. And I praise God for your ministry and all the wonderful, great things that you're doing by spreading the word through this broadcast. And I know you're doing many, many other things for the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for having me.
Amen. Listen, beloved, you need to join me on tomorrow. Guess what? I'm going to have on one of my spiritual daughters out of Washington, D.C. That's right, Evangelist Crystal Green. We're going to tag team tomorrow. We got a word for you. You need to join us at 5 p.m. Until we meet again, listen, this is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Good night, and God bless you. Talk to you soon, man of God. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.